Okay, so living in the 21st century allows us to deal with many questions in halacha and science and technology. And one of the great inventions that we are experiencing and witnessing right now is the invention of the self-driving car, an auto car where it takes you around, a driverless car. And there are many questions in halacha and ethics that various people have to grapple with, whether it's the driver themselves or whether it's the programmers themselves. So one question which I'm not going to address is the question of insurance and nezikin, who's responsible. If you're sitting as a passenger and your self-driving car causes damage to someone else's property, who's responsible? It wasn't me, I wasn't driving it. Is it perhaps the programmers, the way they put things in? So that's one interesting question which I'm not going to address, but there is a question that the programmers have been dealing with, which is the following situation. I'm going to make an extreme case to really appreciate the principles behind it. Imagine the following scenario. Imagine you're being chauffeured around in the self-driving car, and it's taking you along the dangerous, windy roads of the Pacific Coast Highway. And you're enjoying this very pleasurable ride, and you're looking out at a beautiful scenic route of mountains and forests, and only to be offset by the jaw-dropping cliffs right off the side of this highway. And you're turning, the car's making a tight turn around the bend, and the sensors and the cameras immediately notice a group of hikers right in your path. And the car's going at a speed where it can't stop, and it's faced with the following question. The algorithms begin to move, calculate really quickly, deciding whether it should go straight and through the crowd of people, perhaps killing many, or taking the one passenger off the cliff to save the hikers. There are 20 hikers and there's one passenger. So what's the right thing to do? On one hand, it's my car and I should be protected by my car and plow right through the 20 hikers. Or perhaps you should take the life of one to save the other 20 passengers, 20 hikers. So there's a fascinating Tosefta that appears in Maseches Trumos. And the Tosefta talks about a situation which we could, at first glance, use as a model. The Tosefta describes a situation. You have a number of Jews standing around in a group. And some goyim come over, Amru lehem goyim, the goyim say to this crowd of Yidden, Tenu lanu echa michem, give one of you, give us one of the Jews, v'nehargeu, and we want to kill. You pick whichever one you want. Says the Tosefta, and if you don't, they say, we're going to kill all of you. So give us one, or we're going to kill all 20. So the Tosefta says, Al yimasu lehem nefesh achas miyisrael legoyim. You shouldn't hand over not even one Jew to the goyim and let the goyim kill all 20. Aval, but, says the Tosefta, im yachdeu lehem. If they single out which Jew that they want, we want that guy, that one guy. If you don't give up that one guy, we'll kill all of you. And the Tosefta gives an example of Sheva ben Bichri, who is an individual who was moored by Malchus in the times of David HaMelech. Give us that one person. Give us Sheva ben Bichri. Give us Reuven. Give us Shimon. So then we say, okay, take Reuven. And don't kill the rest of us. So if they don't single anyone out, we stay passive and kill all of us. If they do single one person out, so then we give up that person for the sake of everyone else. What's the reason? If they single one person out, we give him up. There's a concept in halacha called a rodif. A rodif is if Reuven is chasing after Shimon to kill him, Reuven's a rodif, he's chasing, we kill Reuven to save Shimon. The individual who they singled out is now posing a threat to all of us. So he's rodif, us, so we kill. We give up Reuven as the rodif to save the rest of us, but that's only if they single Reuven out. So in our case of the car, at first glance, one would say, well, the guy in the passenger, he's rodif, he's chasing after the car, chasing after the group of hikers. So he should be the rodif, and we should kill the passenger. We should program in that car that should take the passenger right off the cliff, because he's a rodif, to save the rest of the group. And that's what you would say at first glance. But there's a Yushalmi which complicates things. The Yushalmi says it's not just if they single out any person. Rish Lakish says only if they single out someone like Sheva ben Bichri. Now it's important to know who Sheva ben Bichri is. Sheben Bichri was an individual I mentioned before who is Morid B'Malchus. When you're Morid B'Malchus, that means you get to be killed. Not get to, but you deserve the death penalty. He deserved death. Reish Lakish says only that person who's singled out is Morid B'Malchus or some level of capital punishment, he's going to die anyways. So then if they single him out, his life is short as it is, we give up his life. But if they single out someone who's not deserving of capital punishment, we single out some other person, Reuven, for no reason, then we do not give up his life. So if this passenger in the car, in the self-driving car, happens to be a guy who's deserving of the death penalty, so then we would say we should take his life to save the other group. But if he's just a regular individual, he's just been singled out, Reish Lakish says we do not single him out. He's not called a Rodef. Only if he's Morid B'Malchus would be considered a Rodef in this case. And that's how the Rambam paskens. But Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, if any person is singled out, I don't care if he's Morid B'Malchus or not Morid B'Malchus, if he's been singled out, says Rabbi Yochanan in the Yushalmi, he's singled out, he's called a Rodef. I don't care whether he's deserving of capital punishment or not. If he's singled out, we need to take that person, Reuven, and give him up. So this passenger in the car, he seems to be singled out. He's not deserving of capital punishment. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we should take the passenger off the cliff. So although the Rambam paskens like Reish Lakish, the Shulchan Aruch brings down both dais. So who is that person who is singled out, who he deserve, who would give up his life as a Rodef? Would only be Sheva ben Bichri, someone who's Chayiv Misa, or any individual who's in that seat? So it's unclear how we would paskin. The Rama brings both dais. So what are you supposed to do? Before I bring it back to this answer, I want to deal with another question which could also be used for self-driving cars. There's a fascinating discussion in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish addresses the following situation. Let's say a person observes the following scenario. Echad roa chetz holich laharog anashim rabim. I observe a missile, an arrow, we'll call it a missile. This is a missile going right at a group of people. V'yachal ha'tos, I'm very skilled. L'tzad acher, I'm able to actually deflect the missile. I could deflect the arrow, but in doing so, I'm going to kill one person off to the side. But right now, it's going right at 20 people. Let's magnify the case. A missile is going at Tel Aviv. It's going to explode the whole city. Now, you are able to tap into the missile somehow and shut down the program and turn it somewhere else, but it's going to hit a small village. Now, the casualties will be much less at that small village than if it hits Tel Aviv. So, should a person deflect the missile? You're saving hundreds of thousands of people in Tel Aviv, and you're killing only 1,000 people. Or is it better to stay passive and don't get involved and let the missile take its course and kill, wipe out Tel Aviv? What should one do? So the Chazon Ish says as follows. It's not the same. You might think that since it's focused on Tel Aviv, perhaps you should stay back and not do a thing. It's singled out. Tel Aviv has been singled out. It's that Rodef. The Chazon Ish says as follows. When it comes to the case when they single out Sheva ben Bichri and we hand him over, that's an act of achzarius, an act of cruelty. Imagine, Reuven's been singled out, and the 20 of us grab Reuven and hand him over to the goyim. That's an act of murder, of us helping out with the murder. But when it comes to the missile going towards Tel Aviv, and you deflect it towards another village, the Chazon Ish says that's an act of hatzala. You're saving Tel Aviv. Granted, there are going to be casualties off to the side, but be'etzem, the essence of your act is one of saving Tel Aviv. But if the guy in my group here has been singled out by the goyim, they want to kill him, and I pull him out, that's called an act of ritzicha. That's an act of murder. Chazon Ish says it all depends on how it's considered, how people observe the act. If it's an act of saving, even though you're going to be putting people in danger who weren't otherwise in danger, or it's an act of murder. So let's get the same situation when it comes to a self-driving car. The car is coming at a large crowd of 100 people. And if it goes through, it's going to kill many people. And the program could turn off to the side, onto the sidewalk, let's say, where it only kills one person. So what should it do? So according to the Chazon Ish, the answer is, it should go off to the side. We don't call that an act of murder. We call that an act of hatzala. Because it's saving the 50, 100 people it's going right at. That's called an act of Hatzalah according to the Chazon Ish. So what about our case? Back to the case we started with. The car is going on the Pacific Coast Highway, and there's a crowd of hikers coming down. And it has the option of either going off the cliff to save the 20 hikers, or it should go straight and kill the hikers and save the passenger in the self-driving car. What should you do in this case? So I spoke to Rav Asher Weiss, and he explained that when you are a passenger, when you buy a self-driving car, so the first and foremost responsibility of the car and the programmers is to save the passenger. Not to put a passenger in danger. It's to save the passenger. He said there's never a chiv that a person has to put his own life into danger to save others. I cannot kill someone to save others, but I don't have to put my life into danger. So he said, therefore, in this situation that I created, that if the car was going towards this crowd of hikers, it would have to go through the crowd of hikers, and it would not take the passenger off the cliff. So you see, this is just one example of many things that we're going to have to address as self-driving cars become a reality, whether it be in halacha or in hashkafa or ethics. Yes?
There could be another issue with that scenario. And the issue is, if the hikers are on the road, ready to be mowed down, then they're on the road illegally, wrong, because they should be on the side.
It's a very, very fair point. In this situation, if they're there, if they're illegally there, so then that would be another reason as to they're negligent for doing so, and therefore one certainly should not have responsibility to take his own life to save people who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Granted, very good. Okay, so we'll stop here, and 3 minutes early.